Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. You're just a kid. You'll understand when you grow up. Anyone ever say something like that to you? I bet it ticked you off, didn't it? Sure, there are things to learn, but that doesn't mean you're clueless. It's good to admit that you always have room to grow and learn, respecting people older than you. But you already have a pretty good grasp on some things. And here's the real kicker. Sometimes being young is an advantage in matters of faith. You have less to lose, less worries, and less experience to jade you and kill your optimism and hopefulness. You believe that the world can be changed, and it can. Read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 through 16. It says this, Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift which was given you through a prophetic message, when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone will see your progress. The Apostle Paul has poured his time and wisdom into this younger guy named Timothy. Paul believed not just in Timothy's potential to be a great leader, but also in his ability right then and there. Timothy was given a list of things which to devote himself, spiritual disciplines, or godly characteristics. But what is the point of being a good follower of Christ? His life is to serve as an example to others in his community. People both young and old in his circle of influence should be inspired and motivated to live out their salvation due to Timothy's example. Christ is calling you to devote yourself to these things too. With God's help through Christ's Spirit inside of you, you can live in a way that makes a difference. The point is not just to be a better person. The point is definitely not to feel better about yourself or think you are better than other people. It's not about getting it. It's about encouraging others to follow Christ wholeheartedly. Can other people in your church, youth group, or circle of friends look to your example and see how to live by faith? Is your salvation evident to everyone, or are you neglecting the gift of God's Spirit in your life? His Spirit gives all of His people the power to follow Him faithfully. Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another, you'll get it. A big thanks to our listeners in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Oregon. Keep on listening and spread the word.